That verse in 2 Peter today about a day being to God like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a single day reminds me of this joke. So there's this guy who says to God, he says, God, I hear that 1,000 years is just like a single second to you. Is that true? And God says, oh yeah, that's right. 1,000 years is like a single second to me. And he says, wow. Well, what's like $1,000 like to you? And God says, well, $1,000, that's just like one penny to me. And the man says, oh, wow, God, would you lend me one penny? God says, sure, just hang on a second. You know, when you're a priest, people ask you to bless things all the time. I have blessed some weird stuff, let me tell you. But one of the things that I actually enjoy blessing the most is the Saint Benedict medal. It's one of the sacramentals of the church. And I like it because it has this special blessing that goes along with it. And it still has some of this old-fashioned language attached to it. And at the end, you end by blessing the medal in the love of the same Lord Jesus Christ, who will come on the last day to judge the living and the dead and the world by fire. There's some good language that you don't hear too much anymore, but certainly that is what St. Peter is speaking about in our second reading today, right? He says, the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. And also, you know, it's interesting, in our gospel today, we hear from St. Mark this year, and St. Mark recounts how St. John the Baptist says that the Messiah will baptize people in the Holy Spirit. What's interesting is in both Matthew and Luke's version of that passage, they add, and fire, right? He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Why is there this imagery of fire associated with the coming of the Messiah, both with Jesus' first coming, as St. John the Baptist makes clear, but also, as St. Peter talks about, with his second coming in glory, that he will come like a fire? Why that imagery? I think because fire reminds us of two things. First of all, you can't really escape the heat and the power of fire, right? I mean, you might think that this fire is contained, you know, and it's not really going to do a lot of damage. But if you leave something near enough to it, it is going to get really hot, hotter than you expect. Just recently, in fact, I was on a little camping thing with my godson and the kind of wilderness leader who is teaching us how to make fires and this kind of stuff was showing us how to place the rocks to grill things. And he said, never get rocks out of a stream bed. Never get rocks that are wet to put in your fire, because the heat of the fire will actually make the moisture inside the rock expand and it'll explode. He said he's seen round rocks especially explode and fragments fly like 20, 30 feet from that. Because no matter how safe you think you are from the heat of that fire, that heat is pervasive, right? As St. Peter says, everything done on the earth will be found out. Fire gets into everything. It kind of, nothing can hide from it. And that is what the coming of Christ will be like. We think that, you know, this part of my life, this sin in my life, is a hidden thing. It's a secret. Nobody knows about it. And, you know, I try hard to not let it affect my life, not let other people know about it. But the day will come, and we must always remember this. The day will come like a fire when all of the secrets of the world will be laid bare before every person who has ever lived, and before all the angels and all the demons, and before God himself. Of course, God already knows them. Anything that we think is a secret is really not. And so, what, as St. Peter says, what kind of people should we not be, conducting ourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, right? And so, Advent, this season of waiting, the season of waiting for Christ to come, is a season for examining our lives. What are those secret sins that we think that no one knows about in our lives? We're called to remember that everyone will know about them at some point. And the last judgment, God already knows about them. The time has come for us to repent. Fire is also a great image for another reason, and that is because fire, you know, it tests things. It's always going to break things down as much as possible. And those things which cannot be broken down, it refines, right? It refines metal, it refines gold. That's a common image in the scriptures. Anything that can survive the power of fire is made more pure by going through that fire. And that, again, is what Christ wants to do in our lives. St. Paul talks about how we all build on the one foundation of Jesus Christ, but what are the materials with which we build? You know, some build with gold, some with silver, some with stone, some with wood, some with straw. And he says, in the end, everyone's work will be subjected to fire, and some will only be saved by having what they have built be lost. They will be saved as through fire because they did not build in a manner worthy of the foundation of Jesus Christ. So that's purgatory, we would say. In purgatory, you know, those things that we build which are really worthless are destroyed, but we are saved by the merciful fire of God. And so again, Advent is this season of preparation, because if we are all going to be subjected to fire, if we all be tested in fire, then we must be prepared to go through that fire even now, right? What do they say when you have to force somebody to get ready for something? You say you're holding their feet to the fire, right? Well, we all need to have our feet held to the fire, and that is why Advent is a penitential season. We must prepare and be ready for the great fire that is to come by subjecting ourselves now to penance, which is a kind of fire. Certainly, the sacrament of penance. Nobody likes going to the sacrament of penance, but it is a test for us. It is, after all, nothing worth doing in life is easy. All the important things are difficult. They make us better. They make us try harder. They are a fire which tests our mettle. The sacrament of penance does that. Again, we can have little penances during the season of Advent to kind of light a fire underneath us. I've probably said this before, but it was a common custom in my family when we were growing up to make little Advent cards on which we would try to write things that we did every day, little penances, you know, like not punching my sister and things like that, you know how it is when you're a little kid. But we would try every day to look for some opportunity to give something up, to sacrifice something, to do some extra work of charity, so that on Christmas Day, when the little baby infant was Jesus was placed in the manger, we had a birthday card, and not just a birthday card, but a gift, a birthday gift to give him, which was all the little sacrifices and penances that we had done during the season of Advent. And so let the penitential season of Advent accustom us to those fires, those eternal fires, which one day we will be immersed in at the end of the world, at the end of our lives, when we die. And of course, as we come today to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, and again in the sacrament of penance, those are ways in which we already subject ourselves to that cleansing fire of the Lord. So let us use the sacraments and this season of Advent as a time to be tested already with fire, so that when those eternal fires come, we will pass safely through to the eternal salvation that Jesus has won for us.